General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler are traditionally known as the big three car makers in North America. But the industry has been going through a lot of changes. Recently, both GM and Ford have had their debt ratings cut. Agencies that advise investors on risk said that both companies depend too much on sales of big sports utility vehicles. Higher fuel prices have cut into sales of SUVs. GM and Ford have been criticized for not developing more hybrid vehicles. These use both electrical and gasoline power. Ford and GM also face growing long-term costs connected with their retirement programs. General Motors says it will cut 25,000 jobs in North America in the next 3 years. GM announced a loss of more than $1,000 million in the first 3 months of this year. Ford, too, has announced job and spending cuts. It plans to cut 2,700 jobs this year. Ford also said it would suspend payments into one of its employee retirement plans. And it plans to sell stock in its Hertz car rental business to raise money. Foreign competition has made its mark on the American auto industry. In 1998, Chrysler joined with Daimler-Benz to form Daimler-Chrysler. Headquarters are in Michigan and Germany. But this third member of the Big Three is no longer listed as an American company. And last year, Toyota of Japan sold more cars than Ford to become the second largest car company in the world. General Motors is the largest. But industry observers are not sure how much longer that will be true. As foreign car makers have expanded in the United States, they have built factories here. Similarly, the Big Three have joined with foreign car makers to sell cars all over the world. For example, Ford owns Volvo and Jaguar, among others. It also controls the Japanese car maker Mazda. GM's holdings include Saab. General Motors has factories in 32 countries and sells cars in 200 countries. GM has invested heavily in China. It has joint investments with the Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation. America's Big Two, General Motors and Ford, must deal with some problems. But they remain the third and fourth largest companies in the country.